welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And we are still in Tree Hill, episode... Mm-hmm. Wait, season six? No. Backwards
season
and backwards.
Season five. Episode six.
I was just going to be like, season six? And then I was like, episode five? And I'm like, no, none of these numbers
other
are...
Other way around.
Everything
other
is wrong. Don't Dream, It's Over, which is a Crowded House song, apparently.
I feel like they may have taken this title too literally.
You know, spoiler, there's lots of dream sequences. And every time I was just like, again?
I know, right?
And then even when the last one happened, I was like, again?
Yeah. Like the first one, I was like, fine.
Yeah.
But
all the others sucked.
Yeah.
And this is officially the halfway mark.
Oh, damn. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Halfway through One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Wow. Just, glad you did the math on that.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
IMDb told me so.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I mean, I could have. I could have, like, looked at the numbers and stuff, but I knew it was close math-wise. But, yeah, IMDb
halfway
says so.
Halfway there. Just go, guys. Then we're on to Dawson's Creek.
I'm not ready. I'm just not ready.
I am so ready. But first, yes. We're still in Tree Hill.
Yes.
Yes. So. Oh,
yep.
Yes, we begin. So, okay. Anyway, yes. Jamie is asleep in his bed. Mm-hmm. And then he wakes up and, like, Dan is in the room.
Yeah.
And he's all like, how would you like to come live with me? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then he, like, turns into, like, devil-faced Dan. He's got, like, red eyes and, like, he looks scary.
Yeah.
So that's when you're like, oh, this kid's having a nightmare. Which I assumed anyway, because obviously Dan's not out of prison.
Yes.
Yet.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Anyway. Yes, so he's scared. Haley and Nathan come in to check on him. He tells them that he had a dream that Uncle Dan escaped from prison, or Grandpa Dan escaped from prison to get him. Nathan's like, well, because he says he escaped, and Haley's like, from heaven? And he's like, no, from prison. And Nathan's like, what the hell, man? Like,
yeah.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. So then in the next scene, he's talking to Skills, being like, what did you tell our child about Dan? And he's like, I told him he's in prison. And Nathan's like, why? And Skills is like, because he is. But like, I kind of feel like if you're planning on telling your child that his grandfather is dead and not in prison, you should probably inform all of your friends who regularly interact with him that this is what you're telling him.
Yeah, like that sort of seems like something that you would have at least have, even if you're not informing them, like, hey, right, don't say this, say that. It just would have been like, oh yeah, you know, we talked to Jamie tonight about that. Like, how did that not come up in conversation somewhere?
And like, Skills babysits Jamie on the regular.
Yeah.
Anyway, hilarious. So funny.
Yeah. And I cannot remember what happened next because the podcast is covering
after that. After Nathan and Skills talk about that. this is when we get this weird scene with Peyton standing outside her old house. So this is when we find out that in fact this house has been sold to different humans. And she's just standing there staring at it, and the girl who lives there now, like, comes outside and sees Peyton, and Peyton's like, oh yeah, like, I used to, like, is that your room? That used to be my room. I used to live here, blah blah blah. The girl's like, oh, do you want to see it? And Peyton's like, oh, I could be a psycho. And she's like, no, you're Peyton. I'm like, how do you know this? This is so strange. Anyway, well, she takes, like, her in.
Even based off of what we learn momentarily, how would that have, she wouldn't have known what Peyton looked like.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I guess she just assumed, I guess if Peyton said that was her bedroom, then that's who
I
it
guess,
is.
Yeah.
Still, yeah. Right. But anyway, the girl's like, do you want to see? Yeah. So they go inside, they go see the room. It's very beige now.
Yeah.
The whole point of this scene is that carved into the closet door is like Peyton and Lucas, I don't know, love forever or
True
something, blah
love
blah 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 blah.
forever.
That's it.
Except it doesn't say that. It's TLA in like a weird combo letter thing, symbol.
Gross. Anyway.
Which the girl didn't paint over and clean. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, lame. But she's all like, oh, you must have really loved him, huh? Anyway.
Was always, right? And you're like,
Gross.
oh.
Gross. We move on from that. Haley and Lindsay show up at the recording studio where Victoria has decided to be, which at first I was like, why does she care? And then I remembered that Brooke had invested in this whole record company because she's like talking about how, oh, if you're paying by the hour, why are you late? And I was like, why do you care? And then I was like, oh, right, because Brooke has invested in this. So technically, it's Brooke's money.
Well, and like, even with that, why do you like
I mean, yes.
Brooke has to have a certain amount of money that's
One would
just
think.
like her
Correct.
gross pay, like,
Yeah, like I
okay,
can't
whatever,
imagine
whatever's
she
the
would
money
have
though,
taken
like,
it directly from the company's money.
rightly, yeah, like she has to have her own paycheck,
Yeah.
which I'm assuming like Victoria probably has a paycheck, so like they're not using Victoria's money. And so yeah, like there would be so many like legal sketch things of using like actual, like it's, yeah, whatever. Just Victoria being a bitch.
Right. Well, and then she wants Mia to just like play for her, except she doesn't go into the sound booth. She decides to like sit in, like right in front of Mia. And like you can tell she's like so stressed
One, because like,
and nervous.
how could Mia not be when
Right.
clearly, like, because Haley and Lindsay are there and they're both like, ooh, like freaked out. So if
Right. Like even
Haley,
Lindsay's like, I'm gonna go wait over there.
yeah,
Like, see ya. Peace
right?
out.
Like, Haley's supposed to be your producer and she's supposed to be like, you know,
Yeah.
this strong thing, you know, this person who's going to lead you into something. And she's going, oh my God, like, how could you not just be like, oh
Yeah.
shit.
So poor Mia gets through like hardly any of this song, sounding nervous because obviously she is. Before Victoria's like, the song is called No Good. So she's like, oh yeah, that's fitting. And then this is a waste of money and blah, 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 blah. She wants to talk to Peyton. So she says something about like if Pey like Peyton being in a gutter, and I'm like, where is she getting this idea that Peyton's
She's just like, and that's what she's been this
like
whole
what?
time, that Peyton's
It's
some
so
sort of like
weird.
trashy gutter, like what, and you're like, aside, like Brooks, she's Brooks isn't even like helping her, right? Like it would be different if she was just giving her money and like, you know,
Right.
Peyton was addicted to crack or something, but like she's, they're just, they've always been friends,
Right.
and Victoria, it's as if Victoria doesn't realize that Peyton was Brooks' friend since ever.
Yeah, it's weird.
She's just, yeah, just so awful.
Anyway, that happens. Then we skip to Peyton showing up at the recording studio, wanting to know, like, what the hell happened. Mia has taken off. Don't blame her. Lindsay is also still there, and she just like makes a comment about how like basically that it was bad. Because it was. Peyton like kicks her out of the sound booth. And then goes like just is kind of like what is she doing here? And Haley's like, we're going for lunch. Like she came along. Like it's fine. What is the problem here? Anyway, Peyton basically ends up saying that she doesn't like Lindsay, but the little button that lets you hear what's going on the other side of that sound booth is on, of course. So Lindsay hears this. Obviously, she leaves, because so would I.
I mean, it's not like Lindsay actually likes Peyton either, but it's the whole actually hearing it out loud thing, so I get it.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. Yikes.
I mean, she does say it, so of course then, because like Haley's just like, you don't want her here, do you want, and she's like, no, like I don't want anyone in here, like blah blah, and you're like, okay, you're kind of covering it, but you're not really covering
Yeah, but
it.
not really at all. Yeah. Anyway, so Lindsay would have heard that entire conversation, which is not great. Then we skip over to Mouth at work. Ugh. I cannot wait until we're done with this storyline. It's got to be soon.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, all of Mouth's coworkers want Mouth to talk to Alice because he's the only one that's ever stood up to her, and they don't like they hate working weekends, like it sucks, and they're like, talk to her about this. Some one of the guys makes the crack that Plan B is pooling their money and hiring a hitman to take her out. So anyway, that's happening. Oh yes, then there's this weird like because anyway, one of Mouth's coworkers says something
Oh,
about how
yeah.
Alice is a bitch, and then Lindsay storms into Lucas's room and like flops on the bed and is like, Peyton is a bitch, and then Peyton confronts Brooke. It's like a really quick little sequence of scenes, and
Yeah, and
she's
it's
like,
just
your mom
like,
is a bitch. So basically they just say bitch 3 times, and
yeah.
anyway. So, yeah, Brooke and Peyton just have like a conversation. Peyton tells Brooke everything that went down and is like, tell your mother to back off, basically. I can't remember what else happens in that scene.
It's just again like Mia's missing, like I can't deal with this. Brooke just sort of says sorry, and then Peyton leaves, and that's when because
Oh, yes.
Millie's there the whole time, and she's
Yes.
like, oh my God, the hot guy from like the opening is coming, oh my God, and she runs behind the counter.
Yeah, and hides. And then Mouth walks in, and Brooke is like, oh, excuse me, there's a hot guy coming in. And then immediately realizes, oh, Millie was talking about
Yeah.
Mouth.
And it's so cute.
It's so cute. Yeah, like, I can't wait for that to happen. Get rid of Alice. Who he's there wanting help to buy a gift for her. He's like, it's my boss's birthday. He's like, please just don't spend my whole paycheck. And then after he leaves, Brooke and Millie are talking, and Brooke's like, there's no way he's dating his boss. And I'm like, unfortunately, you're incorrect on that front. And then we have to skip over to them. Like, ugh, because he's like in bed with his shirt off, and then
Yeah, it's
Alice is like getting dressed again. And I was just like, ugh,
immediately
I
that was
hate this
quite
so
it.
much.
Yeah.
Well, and he's trying to like be like, you know, do you ever like get to know the guys at work? Like, I think you'd like them. Like,
Yeah.
and she's like, no, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this episode was annoying.
Yeah. It was.
As I'm going through it, I'm like, oh yeah, this actually kind of sucked. It's not even that it was a bad episode necessarily. I
It's
just
just everything
hate everything
is
that's
annoying.
happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we go to Nathan and Haley's place, and Nathan's like in the pool doing his physio with like his pool noodle.
Yep.
And Jamie comes running out ready to jump in, and then like Nanny Carrie stops him and puts his water wings on. And like then she gets in the pool in her like skimpy bikini, which like whatever, that actually doesn't matter. But and then they're all just like kind of like horsing around in the pool. Like Nathan throws Jamie, and then they're like splashing each other, and then Nathan throws Nanny Carrie at one point. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, like that's the problem when he's touching her.
Right. And then Haley gets home and sees this and has a look on her face. And I'm like, I don't even blame you for that, because that's what's happening here.
Yep, not cool.
No.
Not
Not
cool.
cool at all.
And they're clearly like setting things up
Right.
for something, anyways.
Right.
Maybe not what y'all expect, but it's coming.
Right.
I mean,
Although there is a bit of the, there is
not
a
what you expect, but
right.
not what you expect.
Yeah. So then we see Jamie having another nightmare,
Yeah.
and he runs out of his room. looking, calling for Mama. Yeah. And Haley comes and finds him, and he's like, no, I want my other mama.
And, like, in that moment, and, like, I feel like something does happen in the future, but, like, my heart cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. Because I even just, like, love that he calls her mama
instead of anything else. I know, it's cute.
And you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. So then she goes to, like, the bedroom. She'd be like, Nathan, can you believe what Jamie just said to me? And she sees, like, him and Nanny Carrie making out in their bathing suits. And I was like, oh, so she's having a nightmare now. Which is what happens. She wakes up. Nathan's not there. Carrie's in the kitchen when she gets downstairs. And is like, oh, can I make you breakfast? Being all, like, helpful Nanny Carrie. But also annoying about it. And also, like, does she live there?
Okay,
I have questions this episode about her living situation and, like, what her role is here. Because I thought it was just taking care of Jamie and maybe helping out with some of the stuff around the house. But at this point, like, she says, Jamie is with Skills. And I'm like, why, though? Like, I understand that Skills wants to hang out with Jamie, but, like, I thought for the most part Skills was babysitting. And if they have a nanny,
then they don't need a babysitter. Right. And I get still, it's like a... you know, family hang, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
But I had that exact same question too, because I feel like other time in other episodes, Haley sort of like dismissed her.
Yes.
In like, I
thought Carrie went home to wherever she's living.
Yeah, and even here. So like, okay, maybe she is, maybe you're like, okay, Monday to Friday, 9 till 6, you're nanny, no matter what, right? So like,
yeah,
if Jamie has something with somebody or whatever. But, like, even then, like, technically Nathan's home certain amounts of time. So, like, she wouldn't also. But then, obviously, something that happens later really suggests that she lives there.
Right.
Two things that happen
Several later. Things that happen later.
So, like, she must. But that's definitely never been, like, mentioned or addressed.
Right. It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I had so many questions about the logistics of what was going on with Nanny Carrie in this episode.
Yeah.
So anyway, Nanny Carrie mentions that she's going to go for a swim. And this is when Haley was like, can you not wear a bikini in the pool?
Yeah.
And tries to be like, it's inappropriate for Jamie. And I'm like, okay. Anyway. Carrie's all like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I should have thought, blah, 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 blah. It's fine-ish. Allegedly fine. Moving on.
Yeah.
It's a little scene with Brooke and Victoria having lunch where she's basically just talking to her about, like, everything with Peyton and being like, that can't happen. Let me deal with that. Like, if you're so unhappy here, go back to New York.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Which is when Victoria's like, fine, I'll just stay out of Peyton's business. And you're like, okay. Please do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get the Skills and Jamie hang.
Yeah. Oh, well, but this is also where, just to, like, talk about Victoria being awful, she's talking about, like, you know, people in motels and, like, our models are size 4 and, like, you're going to destroy the company.
All of that.
And Brooke's like, 0's not a size. And, like,
she calls the size 4 models fat.
Yeah, because Brooke's like, they're tall. She's like, they're fat. And, like, that's when she's like, then if you want to go back to New York, go ahead. Because just because
right, I forgot about all that
later.
Yes, like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically just Victoria being awful.
Yeah, she is. She's awful.
And then Skills playing Rock Band with Jamie.
So cute. They're doing Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Yes.
It's adorable. Oh. Well, and this is so funny because, like, when he was talking to Nathan before, he was saying how, like, Jamie looks so cute, and then he just like doesn't know what to say to him. It's so like Skills makes some offhand comment about like rehab, like in reference to rock stars. And Jamie's like, Daddy's in rehab. And Skills is like, oh, that's different. And Jamie's like, what's the other kind? And Skills is like, let's go to the river court. And then as they're like getting ready, he asks about his grandpa again, and Skills is like, yeah, definitely the river court. We're going to the river court. And then, so like, the next scene, we get Jamie in his room, and he's like straightening some things up on his desk, and Nathan comes in just to say hi, and Jamie's like, it's clean, I promise. And
And you're like,
you're like,
okay.
what? Until then, we find out when Nathan is talking to Skills that Skills told him that Dan went to prison because he didn't clean his room. Oh, man. But like, this was also really cute because like Skills is like, I panicked, but then he's like, I also don't like lying to him. And I was like, oh,
Yep.
that's adorable.
Facts, facts, facts.
Yep. So he's like, you gotta talk to this kid about his grandfather. Like, figure that out, please.
Yeah.
Which is valid. So funny, though. This poor kid cleaning his room because he thinks his grandpa went to prison for not cleaning his room.
Well, that's
And he's
like,
so cute. He's so cute. Like, this
even
kid's
just
adorable.
the fact that he like understands prison enough.
Right?
Like, you're still worried about talking about Dan, but like somehow this kid understands prison.
Yeah.
But then he's like so afraid to go there because he didn't clean his room.
So funny.
Yeah, what is his name? Jackson Burge or something? He's so cute.
Yeah. He's adorable. What a cute kid. The Lucas and Peyton of it all in this episode was.
Oh, at the end,
Oh my
I
God. Oh
thought I was going
my
to flip my
God.
desk. Display, just.
Oh. Before that, though, Lucas comes to see Peyton and is like telling her she needs to apologize to Lindsay about the whole thing about like telling her she doesn't like her and blah, 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 blah. And Peyton's like, I have bigger problems to deal with, like the fact that I have no artists and I can't find the one artist that I did have. Which is. He's so annoying because he like comes here to tell her off, right? About being rude to Lindsay. But then as soon as she's like lists all these problems that she has, he's like, "Can I help?"
I would punch him in the nuts so hard. Like, are you
Does it with a
joking?
stupid Lucas face too.
One, because like he was just like, even if he had just come with the like, you're my friend and I'm mad that you said that about my girlfriend. But it wasn't. It was that Lucas way of like not understanding how triangles work or squares. And just like so condescending, like you don't like her, blah 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 blah. Like you have to, because he said that, you know, something kind of, it was kind of like you have to apologize. No, she doesn't. And then yeah, immediately, can I help you? Get away from me.
Oh, he's the worst.
And yeah, she was just
Anyway.
like, no, get out of
Yeah.
here.
Yeah, basically. Just get out, get out. Oh boy. Then I guess Lucas is on his way to the school at this point.
It's all confusing as to when and where and what.
Well, okay. So to be fair, when Quentin comes by the coach's office at the school to see Lucas, he says, "Why do you want to see me on the weekend?" So we know it's the weekend at least. Haley's there too. And she's basically like, "Yeah, I'm still making good on my, if you leave class, you're failing the quarter." However, it's so funny too. She's like, "Handsome Les Mis," which by the way is a giant ass book. Real long. So her proposal is that if he reads Les Mis over the course of the year and turns in weekly book reports, then she'll allow him to make up his grade and be eligible to play basketball. And he's all like cocky and like, I'll think about it.
I know I've said this a million times, but like I think because of like where he ends up and then things that happen,
Yes.
I just forgot. And like,
Same.
shout out to the actor for playing this so well, because
Yeah.
right now I hate him. He is
I
such a
know.
cocky motherfucker.
Oh, I
Like,
know.
and that smugness on his
Oh, I
face all the
know.
time, I'm
It's,
like,
yeah.
oh my God. Because, yeah, even here, like, and you can tell, like, he's so scared on the inside because he knows that this is a chance, but he's still just so, like, I'll think about it. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it's the smug little smirk on his face
Ooh.
that, yeah, I know.
So hard.
So anyway, Nathan goes then to the river court to talk to him. And he ends up saying something about how Haley's just worried that he's gonna break Nathan's scoring record, so she's trying to like stop him from playing.
Yeah, purposely picking a book that he wouldn't
Yeah.
read so that he wouldn't do it so then he couldn't be on the team, blah blah.
Yeah.
And you're
Yeah.
sure.
Right. But then Nathan comes back with, oh, like, you're not good enough to break my scoring record. Because any player who's the best is willing to do whatever it takes
Yeah, no matter what.
to play, no matter what.
And you ain't got no team right now,
Nope.
so.
Yep. And then, like Nathan says as he's leaving, like, if he could go back and change his circumstances just by reading a book, he'd read the book. Yeah. And you can tell then that, like, Quentin's actually thinking about it this time.
Yeah, and he's like
Yeah.
mad, but like
Yes.
it's
Oh,
not
yeah.
at Nathan, like, because he like
Yes.
runs and like slams the ball into the hoop or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you t it's like eh, that's not actually directed at Nathan, that's directed at yourself.
Yeah. But it was like kind of a perfect way to get through to him.
Yeah.
I love Nathan.
Yes, yes,
Ugh, Victoria. Lot of contenders for most annoying in this episode.
yeah.
So Peyton and Brooke are at the store, and Peyton's just like sketching out some new designs, because Brooke has an idea for like clothes with slogans like zero is not a size, because she's annoyed about all of that, obviously. Poor Brooke, because she tries to say that Victoria is not that bad to Peyton, who then promptly barges into the store, yells at Brooke for setting up a meeting with Macy's, telling her she has no business sense, and then like straight up says you're not smart enough to handle the business side of things.
It was rough.
It's so rough.
Well, and then when Peyton like chases after Victoria
Oh,
onto the street and like gives
yeah.
her hell, and it's just like you can't tear your daughter down like that, blah blah blah, whatever. But Victoria's just constantly like always with the comebacks, like you so whatever gutter rat you are, and like it's clear that you've never had a mom, and like just
Which,
constantly
like,
like.
what a low blow.
Well, and like if you know enough that Peyton has had mom situations,
Right.
why are you acting as if you don't know Peyton, but then you're saying that she's some trash
Right.
gutter rat all the time,
Yeah.
so you would know that she's not. So like, do you know stuff or do you not know stuff, or are you just a bitch?
I think she's just a bitch.
And yeah, like, like once I convince her that you're leeching off of her, blah blah, and just like, so but at the very least, at the end when Victoria's like, it's clear you've never had a mom, Peyton's like, Brooke hasn't either, and like
Yeah.
walked away, and you're like, whew, okay.
Yeah, thank God. Well, and Peyton does call her out in that scene too to say, like, you're just scared because once Brooke realizes she actually is smart enough to do the business part, she's not going to need you anymore.
And like that's because like I've this whole time, which again is making me think that I haven't actually seen this part, because like I remember store slash clothes over bros stuff later,
Yeah.
which like would track with this possible learning and happenings.
Okay.
Yeah, right now Victoria's still the worst.
Yep, she really truly is.
And like in a way that's like worse than Dan because four seasons worth. Dan was like
Right.
crazy and it was about himself but in such a
Yes.
different way.
Yes.
And yes, he was just purposefully mean, but it's different somehow.
Yeah.
It was more for like his own gain, but like this doesn't feel like Victoria's gaining anything. Like she has the
No.
control over stuff, but it's more to have the control over Brooke, maybe? I don't know. It
Yeah, it's
feels
weird,
different.
right? It does.
And just I guess maybe because it's with Dan, it was always like, oh wait, he's hallucinating ghosts. Like, is he crazy? Is this more of like a mental psychosis, sociopathic type thing? But Victoria's just mean.
Yeah, she's just mean.
Yeah.
I know this was so annoying. And also didn't realize it was a dream sequence right away. And I was like, what
I know.
the hell is happening? So anyway, Lucas is in his stupid drawer again, his dresser drawer, looking at this stupid ring again when Lindsay comes in and he just like turns and she's like, oh my God, Lucas. And he's like, it's okay. And he like gets down on one knee and is like, marry me. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? But then he turns and Peyton is lying on the bed and he's like, she's like, say no, that's what I did. And I'm like, oh, he's having a dream. I understand what's happening now. But it was just like the way he dropped down on one knee. I was like, what in God's name is going on? Thank God it wasn't real.
Oh, yeah. Or at least not yet.
Right. Although I do think it happens in a fairly similar way.
Right? And that's why I was like, oh my God, it's happening, it's happening.
Yeah.
But thankfully, it wasn't.
Anyway, Lindsay comes in. After he wakes up, like properly, they have to get ready to have because they're going to Nathan and Haley's for dinner. And like, I don't know, he looks at the dresser drawer, which is open, and I was like, I don't know what this is supposed to be significant about, but whatever.
Because like he could have just looked at the drawer,
Right, like,
like
why
the
is it open?
dresser. So are we supposed to think that like
That Lindsay saw the ring?
that Lindsay saw it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure either.
I mean, maybe don't keep it on the top of your sock drawer then, dude. Like shove it in the back corner, but whatever.
Yeah.
What? Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever, whatever, whatever.
Anyway, then we get this annoying Mouth and Alice scene.
Yeah.
So, like, he's just talking to his coworkers, being like, yeah, I tried to talk to her. And they're like, hey, you're in line for the on-air reporter job. I think it's because you stood up to her. She comes in and is like, all bitchy, like, get back to work. One of the other guys stands up to her and calls her like a hag or something. She fires him and like calls security to like remove him. Like he's fired. That's all that happens in that scene.
And everyone else is just like,
Yeah.
awkward. This was far more inappropriate than I was ready for. Oh.
Yeah. So Nathan's trying to get dressed in his room. He can't find his cane. So he calls for Haley, like asking like for her help or to like find out where his cane is. Haley's, I guess, gone out to grab something, so Nanny Carrie shows up.
And because, yeah, I guess she also lives there, so I guess that makes more sense, but whatever.
Yes, this is where I start to have questions about her living situation and what's happening here.
And because that's just it, right? It's the whole like, even if she was staying a little bit longer on the clock, whether she lived there or not, because Haley was like, oh, I'm gonna run out and get this stuff.
Right.
Can you
Can you
stay? Because, like,
watch Jamie
obviously,
while,
Jamie's,
yes.
yeah. Well,
Yeah.
she didn't need to be going upstairs, but then also, why was Nathan trying to get dressed with the door closed, open? Whatever.
I mean, whatever. He's okay. He's sitting there in his boxers.
Yeah. And like an undershirt.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, he's not shirtless.
Yeah.
Like he's pretty, he's fairly clothed, really, realistically. but she's all like, "Oh, I can help you get dressed." And he's like, I think that might be not appropriate.
But it's just, she even, and this is like, this is the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because up until this point, it kind of, she was like, oh, you know, like she apologized for wearing the bikini. But she, the way she walks around the other side of the bed, you're like, oh. And you're like, oh, okay, I see what's happening now.
Yep.
And that like, that, because, you know, she kind of,
and the
like,
way she helps him pull his pants up.
Well, because she's, first of all, she's
kneeling
wearing a top
on the floor.
Oh my, and like that whole like looking up with like big eyes, which I'm, you know, a girl on her knees with the big eyes, I'm sure is very much what most
oh yeah
would enjoy. But like the top she's wearing is like purposely like a couple buttons are undone, and like the girls are pushed up very much so, and you're just like, and they do that, like the camera angle is just so much to emphasize her like
on her knees in front of him. With his pants not quite under his ass yet.
And then, as she leaves, she brings up the whole bikini thing and is like, if she's worried about anyone getting turned on, it should be you. It's like, number one, obviously, that's what she's worried about. Haley's worried about. Secondly, even if it had nothing to do with Nathan, Nanny Carrie as the nanny shouldn't be in a bikini in the pool with her charge. And Haley's not worried about, like, Jamie getting turned on. It's half naked. Like, I'm just,
Well, but also, so, like, when she says also, like, that Haley should be worried about Nathan going shirtless in the pool.
Yeah, like, what?
So implying that she herself was also getting turned on. And I was like, what is happening?
I...
Then I have so many questions after this scene.
Because, like, I feel like I knew the whole, like, you know, sexual nature. But, like, obviously I'm far more remember other things.
Correct. I mean, that's the main thing you remember about Nanny Carrie.
Yeah. But, yeah, this, I was just like, oh, I did. I guess I didn't realize it was so.
I did. Yeah, no. I did. I didn't. Like, yes. Ooh. I didn't realize it was quite this blatant either.
Yeah.
But I did remember the later scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they are having dinner. Haley.
As we know.
And Nathan. And Lucas. And Lindsay.
Yeah.
And Nanny Carrie? Why is she there?
Like.
I would understand even if she was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
To be taking care of Jamie while they're having dinner so that if he needs anything.
Yeah.
She is there to be like, cool, I've got this. You guys just have dinner. But she is sitting at the table with them.
And like having wine and everything. And it's not
and, like,
even...
they don't know each other well enough at this point to be inviting her around for dinner like this. It's weird.
Well, and because, like, it's not even a, like, oh, she's the help, she should be eating in the kitchen kind of thing.
No!
But it's like, you have nothing to do with this, you should be eating in the kitchen.
They are not friends.
Yeah. It's like if people are roommates, it doesn't mean you're always having dinner together, or if roommate one has a friend over for dinner, like, you don't just, roommate two, like, wouldn't just automatically sit at the dinner table.
Yeah, it's weird. It was weird.
Well, and then because she, like, stirs up trouble the whole time.
Oh, I know, right? So, like, Lucas ends up asking Nathan, like, how his physical therapy's going. And Carrie makes a comment, like, oh, Nathan's been looking really good in the pool lately. And you can see Haley's like, what is happening?
Just not cool. Not cool.
Yep. And then the conversation moves to Victoria, which then moves to Peyton.
Yeah, at some point. Oh, yeah, because it's, like, they're all trying to, like, figure out, like, what to talk about. And then Haley talks about, like, Quentin and, like,
right.
second chances. And then that's when Lindsay is like, oh, tried to give Peyton a second chance. She didn't take it. And then that turns into, like, Victoria. But then, like, then Lindsay just goes in on, like,
oh, yeah.
Peyton, like, talking about how she has less, like, jurisdiction over him. But then, of course, Lucas is like, she just has a big heart. And you're like, dude, not the time.
Nope.
And Lindsay's like, she has a
not
big mouth. And you're just like, it just, like, yeah, it just all spirals so fast. And you're like,
yep.
Oh, bad.
Yep. Which is then when Jamie comes downstairs.
Yeah.
Looking adorable, I must say. But Haley's like, what are you doing up? Like, you're supposed to be asleep.
No.
So, and then this is, again, when I had questions, because Carrie was like, oh, like, I'll get him. And I'm like, right, that makes sense. Like, that's your job. Yeah. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
It makes more sense for her to do that while Haley and Nathan have friends over.
Yeah, because that's what you're literally being paid to do.
Right. But then Haley's just like, no, I'll handle it. And just tells him to go to bed.
Well, because, like, it clearly comes off as Haley trying to, like, assert her role.
Right.
As the mother, which I get.
Right,
but also,
but then,
not
like,
at this time.
No, why is Gary there? I still don't even understand why she's there. Other than to stir up shit.
Yep.
Anyway, Nathan sends them upstairs, and they say they're going to be up in a minute.
Yeah.
Which they do. They go up and...
And Haley tells Nanny Carrie not to clean up the dishes.
Which again...
But tells Lucas to clean up the dishes, so he leaves, so it's just Lindsay and Nanny Carrie, and you're
yes.
like...
Yes. Right. So, yes. Lindsay and Nanny Carrie are left on their own.
Yeah.
And, like, she's, like, trying to, like, appeal to Lindsay and be like, oh, I totally agree with you about Peyton. Like, just because a person has history with someone doesn't mean that's who they should be with. And you can see Lindsay's face is like, right. What?
And that's why it's always so hard, right? Because in this moment, like, I feel like we're not supposed to be Team Lindsay. And that's why she sometimes, you know, comes across harsh or like a bitch or whatever. But, I mean, so is Peyton right now. But then, like, in this moment,
right,
you're clearly,
frankly,
like...
Right, and quite frankly, if I were Lindsay, that is also how I would react.
Totally. And I know, it's because we're supposed to be, like, Lucas and Peyton endgame and, like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah, but I
But then here, because
that.
Of Carrie, we're like, ew. So, like, yeah, I really like that, like, for that moment. Because I was like, oh, man, like, is Lindsay going to be all like, oh, yeah, totally. But then she was like, okay, yeah, sure.
She's like, uh-huh. We could tell she's just, like, confused by it. Like, she's like, what are you getting at? Like, this sounds like it's not about me. Because it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is where we find out where Nathan's cane has gotten to. Jamie has taken it for protection against Grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this whole scene. Because, you know, they're like, oh, we just didn't tell you because we were trying to protect you. And Nathan's like, no matter what, we're always going to keep you safe. Like, we're never going to let anything bad happen to you. And I was like, the foreshadowing. Just right there. Just right there for you. Bit of really heavy-handed foreshadowing right at the very end.
Yeah.
But, like, oof. Anyway. Yikes. Then we go out with Peyton and Brooke and Millie to the bar.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out. The bartender's hot, apparently. Some girl asks Brooke for her autograph, and I'm like, is she, like, celebrity enough that random people just want her autograph? Like,
and that's the part that, like, in those first few episodes, I think we talked about, where it was like, I feel like they're trying to make it seem like that, but they didn't do quite enough of a job of it. Or, like,
it's also just like slightly odd to me, because, like, I get it. She's a fashion designer.
But, I mean, at this point, they do have the magazine, right?
True.
And, like, it seems like she's very much made the face of...
Yeah, that is true.
But still not in a way that I, like,
fully... And I guess she's been seen with a lot of, like, famous guys.
Yeah.
Enough that people probably know who she is. But, like, to the degree that you... I don't know. It just seemed odd to me, mostly
it
because...
It really did.
I can't think of any fashion designer whose face I would recognize that well.
Yeah, there's, like...
You know what I mean? Like...
I mean, I feel like I would recognize Isaac Mizrahi, but that's only because he's on, like, Drag Race all the time. And he's been on, like, a lot of shows throughout the years.
Right.
But not in a way where if I was actually...
Yeah.
Like, out and about in New York, that I would ever clock him.
Right.
Like, if someone was like, oh, yeah, That's
And like
Isaac
they're in
Mizrahi.
Tree Hill.
Right? That was the other thing that I was like, wouldn't you just be with your friends being like, oh my God, that looks totally just like Brooke Davis, but like, you
Yeah.
wouldn't buy that it was really her? I don't know.
Right. I mean, I guess they would know that that's where she's from, but still.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. It's fine. They're just like talking about Brooke's love life, blah, blah, blah. Moving on. I mean, it's cute. They're having fun, but like nothing particularly happens in that scene other than the girl wanting Brooke's autograph.
Yeah.
Quentin apparently knows where his teacher lives. Because
Yeah.
sure, why not?
Even like thinking back to the teachers who I did know where they lived, I wasn't just rolling up on their house.
Right? At night. Like at dinner time.
And like late enough dinner time that, like, yes, Jamie's young, but like, he's not going to bed at like 6 p.m. You know, have to have at least been
Right.
8 p.m. You know, like whatever.
You would think.
Yeah, I wouldn't just like roll
And
up,
it's
but
not like them going to talk to Whitey because, like, that's an established relationship by season two, season three.
yeah.
Whereas this is not very established at all yet. But anyway, whatever. He comes by to basically tell them that he'll read the book, he'll do whatever he has to do. And as Nathan is like seeing him out, he's like, I'm coming for your scoring title. And then I'm going to erase you. And Nathan's like, yeah, that's what I would have said. I love Nathan so much.
Well, and especially I just like that it like, because of course Quentin was kind of trying to do it to be like, oh, like I'm
Yeah.
gonna be, you know, I'm not like you at all, like whatever. And Nathan's like, no, like, you're exactly like
Yeah.
me. Like you think you're somehow different or better than whatever, you are exactly
Yeah.
like me in high school. You are like, yeah.
Oh yes, we go back to the bar. Oh, you know what's so funny? I didn't have any new faces written down, and that's a lie.
Yeah.
I
That's a
just
big
remembered.
face.
That's hilarious. So the bartender that they've been talking about comes and like I think he says something about getting her autograph, but he actually just wants Brooke to sign for the bar tab.
Yeah.
He's like, I have no idea who you are.
Well, I like that because she really kind of tries to like lean in and she's just like,
Yeah.
oh, but like, you know, like clothes over, bro. Like, I have a fashion line. And he's just like, yeah, cool. Like, whatever.
Anyway, they flirt. I'm pretty sure something happens there because A, I recognize his name. Also, he's actually a person I recognize, so.
Yeah, it's just like, because again, Brooke and him, his name is Owen. They kind of get awkward, and Peyton's like, I'm Peyton. And like, because she, you know, like my office is over in the corner and introduces Millie. And just like, what, you know. And then he has some kind of, you know, like, if you ever want my autograph, haha, like, something, yeah. And then Brooke is gonna leave, but then Peyton sees Mia.
Yes. So yeah, Peyton and Mia talk. Mia like apologizes for disappearing, but she's like, I don't think you want to do this. Like, start your label with me. She's like, I don't think I'm ready for this. And Peyton asks her why she writes songs. And at first she's like, I don't know. And Peyton's like, yeah, maybe you're not ready. This was also just like, there's so much in this show that I find bananas just because they're all so young. Like, why are you behaving like adults with like actual life experience? Because you're not. You're like five.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, what is the age difference between them? How old is Mia? She's got to be 18, no?
I think, yeah, because like there, it never seems to be that she's like under
A
legal
minor.
age, like not, yeah, so that's the word. I'm like, she's not, they can barely drink.
Right. This is what I
Yeah,
mean.
she's
Like, you're
not a
like
minor.
3 years older than her?
But it's just
Anyway.
like, yeah, as if all of a
It's just
sudden,
so
like,
funny to me. But anyway, Mia ends up being able to answer the question and being like, she wants to help someone. Like, she doesn't need money or fame. She just wants, like, that one person who's, like, having a bad day, listens to her music, and it, like, gives her hope again, which is, like, Peyton's whole thing about music. So, obviously, then Peyton's like, oh, you are ready. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to love this. And I don't, like, dislike it, but I'm also just like, you're all babies, though.
Yeah. They're
all tiny, tiny babies.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway. Then we get this scene.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So Victoria's at the store doing some paperwork of some kind.
Yeah.
Brooke sees her. They talk. She's like, I just need you to trust me. I love you. I appreciate you. I don't say it enough. And Victoria's like, I do trust you, and I love you too. And they hug. And then Brooke wakes up.
Obviously.
Because Victoria didn't magically become a nice person.
No.
And then we get basically the whole scene again.
Yeah.
Except that instead of responding, I do trust you, I love you too, Victoria says, whatever, you can lock up.
Yeah. Like, literally says whatever.
Literally says whatever.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in case that wasn't bad enough, then we have to endure this next scene. Where does one begin? I mean, I suppose we begin where the scene begins, with Lucas being a creeper. From his car.
Of course.
Looking at Peyton's office, seeing that the light's still on.
Dan? Calling Dan, paging Dan Scott to the...
Like, does he have to be so creepy about it?
Ugh, like... Just... So creepy. And then, this... MF-er.
Ugh.
Up until this point, I was like, Victoria is the most annoying.
Right.
She's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks in and says,
mm-hmm.
You haven't been yourself lately, Peyton. Mm-hmm. Or at least not the Peyton that I knew. Right there. Done. Out. Over.
Yep. And she's like, murder. Cool, I haven't been that Peyton for 3 years. Right.
Murder. What's going on? What do you think is going on, you stupid asshat?
Oh, and then it just gets worse.
Yep.
So she tells him about going by her old house and seeing the closet and, like, the true love always, and how that's what they were supposed to have until Lucas ambushed her in L.A. She's correct, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then ends up saying something about how his proposal was driven by insecurity. Again, correct.
Correct. Factual. Your Honor, I would like to put this evidence into official court documents.
Yes.
Facts.
Facts. And then he just, like, goes off on her.
Let me tell you how to get always. When a man proposes to you, you say yes. The rage I felt bubbling up inside of me.
Oh my God, I know, I know,
and,
I know.
And for some reason, especially because he said, when a man proposes to you.
Yes.
You are not a man. You were not a man then. You were a boy. You were a child. You are still a boy.
Yeah. 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 And then she very rightfully points out that she did not say no. She said not then.
Yeah. She wanted it so badly. That's all she wanted. She did not say no.
Nope.
Because that is what she wanted.
Yep. She said he gave up on them by not waiting. He gave up on them. Again, Your Honor. Facts.
Please address the jury to pay attention.
And then this is so insane. I don't even know where he got this. Okay. When he said it, I was like, what? Because she says that she gave up on him when she didn't say yes because she didn't think he could get his novel published.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
You gave up on me. That's why you didn't say yes. You didn't think I could do it. And at this point, you're like, do what?
I know, right?
Because I had no idea what he was talking about.
Me neither.
You didn't think I could get my novel published. Maybe you just didn't care because it wasn't about you or what you wanted. You selfish.
Oh, what an asshole. Like, maybe you both had dreams that you were trying to chase, and those were equally valid.
And you, up until then, Peyton was still very much supportive of, like...
Right, there is no point at which it was even implied that Peyton didn't think he could get his novel published. In the last episode, we have her saying, your book is good, Lucas.
Yeah, like, there's
it's
no...
It's gonna happen.
There's no offhand remarks, there's no snide comments, no little, like, joking digs, nothing.
Zero things. Like, this comes so out of left field that I was literally like, what the fuck?
And it's one of those things where you're just like, projecting much?
Oh my god, right?
You didn't think you were going to get published at that point. You didn't think. You.
You were willing to throw away your dream on the book and turn your new dream into Peyton because you thought you couldn't do it.
That's what would have happened because he kept talking about her coming home to Tree Hill. So, like, at that point, it seemed like he was going to stop trying to sell his book, just be the basketball coach, and be in love with Peyton.
Yep.
Which, like, if you wanted that, that's fine.
Of course.
But not in a way to blame someone else for
going after their
dream.
Right.
In a way that's canceling your dream.
Right.
And then that's when Peyton starts throwing the book at him. Literally.
Yes. Well, the multiple copies of the book that she purchases every time she sees it.
Yeah.
He deserved that so incredibly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, yes, I hope she pegs him in the head. Unfortunately, she doesn't.
Yeah. You said I was great. You said I could be great. You said we were destined to be together. Mm-hmm. You said to the world, you said it to me, and I wish you never had because you didn't mean any of it.
Yep.
Facts. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then he gets all, like, with, like, his hands in the air, like, like, acting like she's crazy. I'm like, no, you're such a manipulative asshole that, of course, she's going to react like this. You're being the worst.
Pure manipulation.
Oh, my God, it's so bad.
Like, definition of manipulation and, like, abusive relationship in that style. Because then he's like, I'm going to go. And then she's like, I want to pay rent. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. This isn't working. Like, I don't know why you're doing this. And... Again, immediate. This. Again, manipulation, gaslighting. This is what someone who's being nice does.
Yep.
I just couldn't.
I truly, truly forgot the levels to which he was manipulative. Like, it's
the amount of narcissistic personality disorder that this person has.
Off the charts.
Just wow.
Once again, I need to reiterate that if my friend told me about the guy she was dating and told me all of this, I would tell her to run so far in the opposite direction.
He's just the worst.
Like, everybody out there, do not put up with this. This is not somebody who cares about you.
No.
And, like, what's so insane to me is, like, you could try and blame it on, like, the writing of the show and saying that they just couldn't write a decent relationship, except they can, because Haley and Nathan are right there.
Well, and that's just it, right? Like, we know a lot of the men on the show were garbage humans.
Absolutely.
And it's not even that, because then, like, most of the male characters would be garbage. But they're not.
No, they're not. And, like, literally, Nathan and Haley are right there as an example of, like, a functional, healthy couple where when one of them screws up, they talk about it, they move forward trying to be better for each other. And, like, they obviously care about each other. Like, they have their selfish moments, but, like, they recognize them as selfish and grow and learn from it.
Yeah, and, like, and they don't say this manipulative gaslighty gross stuff to each other all the time.
Right. Makes me so angry.
Yeah. Then we get a little, like, montage. So we see Mia on a bus going somewhere or doing something. But then we see Lindsay drive up
yes.
to Trick to, I guess, suggest that this is happening at the same time as the fight. Because you see Peyton's car and Lucas's car.
Mm-hmm.
So then Lindsay's doing her best Dan Scott and just watching and creeping.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then you see Lucas, Quentin on the bus reading. So he's actually reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then we get Mouth and his coworker.
Yes. Yes.
Like, oh, man, like, you're lucky. She likes you.
Mm. Yeah, but then he also does say, like, God help you if that ever goes south.
Well, because, like, you know, like, you might get that on-air job and, like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
To which, of course, then Al's talking to Mouth immediately. Reminds us that she's gross.
Right. Yeah, speaking of manipulative and, like, blatantly manipulative in a position of power.
Yeah.
Like, this is so wrong on so many levels. Like, at least with Lucas and Peyton, he's just being a douchebag.
Yeah.
But, like, he doesn't have this same kind of power over her, although I guess if he's letting her have the office space, he kind of does. But whatever.
Yeah.
It's not in the same capacity.
Yeah.
So he says goodnight to her. And she's like, oh, like, I'll see you at my place, right? And he's like, oh, I'm not actually feeling very well, so I think I'm just going to go home.
Yeah.
And that's when she's immediately like, oh, maybe you're not on-air material after all if you're going to start getting sick on me.
Well, but, and she pauses, though. So it's very like, oh, maybe you're not, you know, on-air material, a.k.a. if you don't come home and sleep with me.
I'm not going to give you the job.
If you're going to get sick all the time. Like, it's that...
Yeah,
like
yeah,
she,
it's gross. It's
she
really
knows what
gross.
She's saying, and she,
oh,
like, purposely, like, adds it on so that, like, she can say, no, like, I said that. Like, I didn't say anything about it. And you're just like, ew, gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Anyway, I'm hoping this is the beginning of the end of this, because I think you can see, like, after Mouth's coworker said the thing about, like, God help you if it ever goes south. Like, I think he's finally reaching a point where he's like, he does not want this way.
Yeah.
And this is not good. First, I'm sure there's going to be some terrible thing that happens with Millie so that she thinks that's not going to happen, because obviously.
Oh, yeah, that probably totally has to happen.
Yeah. Speaking of, Brooke's at the store and calls Millie to reschedule the meeting with Macy's that I guess Victoria canceled.
Yeah.
She's basically just like, this is my business. I'm going to do this. And then fully tells her, like, stop calling her my mother and start calling her Victoria again.
Yeah.
You're like, oof. And then... Okay. So it's cute at first because, like, Nathan comes in the bedroom after, like, checking Jamie's room to make sure there's, like, nobody hiding under the bed.
Yeah.
He's like, do you need me to check under the bed for clowns to Haley? And she's like, yes. So he, like, does. And then she's like, oh, you forgot to check the balcony. So he goes... onto the balcony.
Yeah.
And sees someone swimming in the pool. Except that, this is, again, the question. Like, she must be living there if she's swimming in the pool at night.
At night, yeah. That's the first moment when I was like, wait, does she live there?
Yeah.
And then I, like, thought back to everything else in the episode, and I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. Not...
So not only is she swimming in the pool at night.
Yeah.
She is not wearing anything.
No.
And she, like, very deliberately, like, gets out of the pool.
Yeah, like, she knows that she can tell that Nathan is there, but she doesn't actually look back, so he doesn't know that she knows.
But she knows. You can see on her face.
She knows. Yeah. It's not cool.
No.
Not cool.
Well, and then Haley says... like, from inside the room, it's nice to know there aren't any monsters in the house. And I was like, well, that's heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Weird. You don't even know?
I know.
Ugh. I think she's just a creepy, seductive little hussy. You don't even know.
Yeah, I
So much
wish she
worse
was
than
just a
that.
creepy, seductive hussy.
Truly.
Wah, wah, wah.
Anyway, and that's it. That's the episode.
Yeah.
My last note to myself was, is Carrie living with them?
My last note was, how do they still afford that house?
That's an excellent question, also.
Because that house was bought with like Nathan's shoe deal money or
Yeah.
something, which obviously he didn't get
You would
because of
think,
the
yeah.
accident.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, like, yeah, Haley has a job, so
Yeah.
like they could afford rent on the apartment they used to have. But not a house that has like multiple bedrooms. Their bedroom has a balcony on it and a
Yeah.
pool.
Yeah. I don't
Anyways,
know. I truly don't know.
whatever. It's fine.
I know, like, it's bigger than Brooke's house that she bought outright
Yeah.
with, like,
Absolutely.
furnished.
And
To be
like
fair,
Brooke.
hers is on the marina, but, like,
Well, yeah, but like she can still drop cat. Like,
oh, right. Right. Anyway. That's it. That's the episode. So many annoying things happened, and yet somehow, despite all of the people being annoying, Victoria, Carrie, Lucas still manages to come out on top.
And that's just it. I had, until that last scene, it was not Lucas. I wasn't even
No, I know. He wasn't even.
considering him.
Nope. Not at all.
All the other dick things that we talked about, still not in the running.
Nope. Not even remotely
And
close.
then just
And
swoops
then
in
that.
there
Oh,
at the
yeah.
end,
Yeah.
spins around that last corner, takes it all.
Yep.
And it was just because of what he said and the way he said, I just can't. Most annoying
Yeah, he's the
ever.
worst. No one should date him ever. He's the worst.
Since you've had, now that you realize that there is a new person,
Yes.
who's like literally so famous now.
Yes, right. At this time, oh my God, he's in 13 episodes. Okay.
Yeah, he's like substantial. That part of that I remembered.
Anyway, it's Joe Manganiello.
Yeah.
Which, like, if you saw Magic Mike, you know who he is. Also, if you saw so many other things, like, he's in actually so much.
Oh yeah, because he's True Blood,
Yes.
the Magic Mikes. I mean, he was married to, what's her face? God, from,
Oh, I don't know.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, okay. Yes, actually, I did know that. I do
Yeah,
remember that now.
they've like literally like just barely split up.
Okay. He's also in a bunch of one-off episodes of things. Like,
Oh, like every show ever. Well, because and he was in a handful of episodes of How I Met Your
I Met Your
Mother, because he was
Mother.
like one of the lawyer friends of
Yeah, I forgot about that.
what's his face's. Like he was going to like law school and stuff with. Oh my God, the heck was his name?
I don't
Marshall.
remember. Oh,
Marshall.
Marshall, yes.
It's like, you know,
Listen, that show like promptly dropped out of my brain after I stopped watching it.
I know. But yeah, just like definitely the episode of everything ever. Oh, I just keep scrolling so many episodes.
I know he's in so much.
Well, and he was also in the original, the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Yeah, like the OG, the first of the first. Yeah.
Oh my God, he's Flash Thompson?
Yeah.
How did I not
Like
remember
that was his
that?
like the thing, yeah.
That's like his second IMDb credit.
Yeah, and that first one is
Yeah,
like a
who the hell
short.
knows what that is?
Yeah, it's like
Oh, it's a
20
short.
minutes. Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Oh my God. So that's like his first like actual.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But yeah, then I think he was also in like the in Tobey Spider-Man 3. No.
Yes.
Yep, Toby. Yeah, that one's
Yes, it's
Toby's.
right there.
But
Yep.
just, yeah, like ER, CSI, like everything. He's literally so famous
Yeah.
now.
Well, it's funny because when he was on One Tree Hill, he was definitely like familiar enough that like you knew his face because he'd been in other things.
Yeah, and like he's. I mean, he kind of looks exactly the same.
Oh,
But
right?
he had. It was very much like the up and coming heart throbby.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. But yeah, I forgot about this relationship. I couldn't remember what Brooke did from between like now and
That other person?
Yes.
She did
Yes.
him. She
Yes.
does him.
Yes. Now I'm remembering that. Yeah. So anyway, that's who our new person is. That's our new face. So funny. I was like, oh, nobody knew. And then we get to that part of the episode. I'm like, oh yeah, right. Right. That was actually fairly significant. Anyway.
Did you have a quote of the episode?
I actually didn't. Did you?
I did. I had skills. So, like, I think it's the first time that Nathan and Skills are talking about,
oh,
like... Oh,
yes, I know what you're talking about.
I think,
that was a good
I think
one.
It's the first time.
Yeah.
Nathan's just like, okay, like, what else have you been telling
Yes.
him? Like, and he's like, not much, just the truth. Like, the man, like, capital M, like, the
Yes,
man,
like the
killed
man.
Tupac and Biggie. Never date girls named Bevan. And Santa Claus is black.
Yeah. Amazing.
And then, well, then it even goes on because he said, like, oh my God, did you tell him about the Easter Bunny? And he was like, I'm not telling him about a bunny that lays eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I, no, that's just, that's, he said he'd have too many questions.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And did you have a song of the episode?
I mean, I guess it's No One's Gonna Love You by Band of Horses.
Yeah.
There weren't really a whole lot of other options that really stood out, because...
Yeah, like, there's obviously, like, the Mia song, Katie Vo- like Kate
Yes.
Vogel.
Yeah.
There, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? There's another Michelle Featherstone song. But it's like... I think by the time the second note played, I had already written, I was like, Band of Horses.
Right. I like, and also it's the end montage, so, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. No one's gonna
anyway.
Love me, like...
Yeah. Right. It's like the song.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they have a couple songs, but it's one of these songs.
Well, yeah, because I
because funeral
at first I wrote
also.
Down funeral, because in my head I was
yeah.
just like, it's Band of Horses.
Yeah.
Then, I was like, wait, no.
No,
it's the
wrong
other
one.
One.
Wrong one. It's the other one.
Either one, I don't care. Just pick one. It's the song.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, that's, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess... We have a few new things set up to, like, go places now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None of the stuff that we like, though.
No,
still
I
not,
mean,
we're still
I do
not
like to
there.
Think that finally the Alice thing, I think, is on its way out with Mouth. Thank God. Especially because, like, Mouth has been so separate from the rest of everybody else so far. Like,
yeah.
Other than having that hot minute where he talked to Brooke, like, he's just been so... separate.
We don't even see, like, and again, they, same thing, like, aside from, I think it was that same
yeah.
episode, we don't even see him in the apartment with Skills, like.
No, like, he's not interacting with anybody else.
Yeah.
Which I hate. Bring him back into the fold.
Yeah.
Like, Brooke is obviously deciding to do her own thing without Victoria. Like,
and that's
Victoria.
The part that I remember.
Yeah.
And which is why I think eventually the store in Tree Hill makes more sense.
Okay. Fair enough.
Which is why this whole time
yeah.
I've kind of been, like, confused.
Right. Fair enough. Obviously, we're setting up the whole her and Owen thing.
Yeah.
Nanny Carrie's gonna... has flipped her switch.
Yep.
So I'm
she's
sure
gone
we're gonna see more of that.
And then Q's going the other, whereas, like, she's
yes.
starting to maybe go off the rails, and he's starting
yep.
to get his train on the rails.
Correct.
Yep.
God only knows what's going to happen with Peyton and Lucas and that whole mess.
Right.
I mean, probably Lucas is going to do something stupid like propose to Lindsay.
Yeah.
Because that's his solution for relationships that he feels insecure about, apparently.
Correct. Correct.
Like, man.
Yeah.
Boy needs a therapist real bad.
Like, I just... Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so me joking. Be like, okay, how much Lindsay is in there in this season? I feel like this season has a bit of a cliffhanger.
Oh, cool. Great. Is this the writer's strike season?
Yeah, this is one where there's only 18
yeah.
episodes. And it like start like it goes like January to May,
Right.
so it was the shorter one. Oh, and that's what happens with Brooke. Right. There's a small human involved. Anyways.
Yes,
And
I do
that's where I
recall that as
think,
well.
'cause there's the Owen stuff and then
Yes.
that, those
Yes.
overlap, I think.
Okay.
Or then like one leads to the other. Yeah. So stuff is coming. But we're gonna have to deal with some crap first. AKA
Oh, the
Lucas.
next episode is, oh my God.
Oh no, I don't know.
Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Stay
Intriguing.
tuned
Oh.
next week when you find out what stupid thing Lucas does next. It's the one you're thinking. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We will see you next week.
Yeah.